Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. This week I'm with Cameron Camp, researcher at ESET. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
So Cameron, we were looking back at last year and some of the predictions and advice given in the blog for 2012. And it turns out that actually you had a couple predictions and thoughts that were dead on. So I'd like to talk about those today. The first one being social media. I mean, if we look back a year ago, this is before the Facebook IPO, massive, massive hype in social media, rapid adoption. And, you know, you actually raised the flag that turned out to be fairly true. Let's talk about that.
So social media, as you know, is really taking the industry by storm. And we knew that and we saw that and we've watched it over the past 3 or 4 years. And the question becomes how to monetize that data. They have a lot of data about individuals that the marketers would really like. And it's created a whole shadow behind the scenes industry, trading, aggregating, data mining your data. And the prediction at the end of the last year was that that industry would come under fire. And in fact, it has to quite a degree, starting with the inquiries into Facebook to ask Facebook, how much information do you really have about us? And that's spreading and going viral and then saying, okay, what are you doing with it? And since they went public, now there's a lot more public disclosure and people are getting pretty nervous about where their data goes next.
One of the things that folks have talked about in identity theft and fraud is this concept that, you know, folks aren't necessarily looking for just one piece of data. You know, it's not that they'll just get your phone number or get your password or this. It's actually the combination of a few of those things that when put together really creates something that's fairly toxic. Is that your experience and what you're seeing?
It absolutely is. In fact, if I was to see you at, for example, a coffee shop on the local corner and I see you there in the morning, I don't know very much about you. But if I was to then follow you around digitally all day for, let's say, a week, how much more would I know? First of all, I would know where you go at night. I could infer that that's where you live. And if I went there several nights in a row, I could infer to a high degree of certainty. And that is the art of what the data and mining industry is doing. They're taking pieces that they know and they're inferring, and the inference, as you tune and train the machine, gets eerily creepy and they know a lot more about you than you're really comfortable with.
So another one of the thoughts at the beginning of the year was looking at Java. I mean, Java, obviously Sun Microsystems was sort of the corporate owner of that. They've been acquired by Oracle. But it turns out that it was not a terribly good year for Java when it comes to malware and threats and breaches. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one?
So Java is a wonderful technology that's really come into its own, and scammers, as you know, it's a game of numbers. So Java has become very, very popular, and it's become very, very powerful. And so if I'm able to get an exploit through a Java entrance into your system, it matters less whether I'm on Windows or Macs or mobile. It matters more that the Java has the problem. And so, but the problem is then the attack is actually on your computer, regardless of the platform, because Java is an enabler.
You know, one of the things that I constantly see about Java is it is updating itself. It feels like every 5 minutes. We often say here, update often, update every time there's a patch. Is that a good thing or is the, you know, a bad thing? What's going on? Is that their response to this?
Well, the interesting thing about Java is because it acts as its own pseudo standalone, you know, operating system, it tends not to fit very easily with the traditional Microsoft patch routines or other platform patch routines. And so it tends to be left on the back burner. And yeah, Flash is the same way. It seems like every 15 minutes you get a flash update warning in Java, and you tend to sort of ignore them because you have to patch the OS anyway. And because you do, then you may be setting yourself up for issues. In fact, in the case of the Mac, there was a vulnerability on Java on Mac. Mac pushed out an update for Java, and that takes a little bit of time. And so in the meantime, you know, people were getting scammed.
Is there anything that folks should worry about with Java or precautions they should take? I mean, it's a very ubiquitous technology. It feels like it's everywhere.
Absolutely. And Java is the kind of thing we're going to see a lot more of in the future, especially with the cars. You're going to have a lot more Java embedded in the car. You're going to interact with Java everywhere you go. I mean, you already did on your cable set-top box at home and your DVRs and things like that. You're going to see it in a lot more products. And I think there's going to be more of a focus and hopefully more of a commitment from Oracle to say that we're going to push out updates more frequently, and that's going to keep us all a little bit more safe.
So Cameron, 2 for 2, that's a great batting average this year in terms of looking ahead. And in a future podcast, we'll have to test you again and see what you predict for next year. And
sounds good.
Look back. So thanks for joining us, Cameron.
It's good to be here.
Everyone, you've been listening to the Malware Report. Be sure to check out blog.eset.com. We're going to have a whole series of things coming on predictions and looking ahead and behind at the year. We'll cover some of those in this report. You've been listening to the Malware Report, and we'll see you next week.